In other news this morning, a search is continuing for a shark that attacked and killed a man in the southwest of Western Australia yesterday. A 21-year-old man was bodyboarding with friends at Bunker Bay, about 300 kilometres south of Perth, when he was attacked. He died at the scene. An earthquake has shaken parts of southern South Australia. The magnitude 4 quake struck near Peterborough last night and was felt more than 80 kilometres away in Port Pirie. There have been no reports of damage so far. People, though, are being warned there could be small aftershocks throughout the morning. Sydney police are investigating a shooting in the city's west overnight. Police say a 38-year-old man was shot in the upper thigh at a house in Guildford. A search of the area has failed to find who was responsible, and police are continuing to speak to witnesses this morning. Rebels in Libya have captured a close friend of Colonel Gaddafi. Ahmed Abdallah Oun was a general and the head of the military college under the Gaddafi regime. He was seized during a raid on his house in Tripoli. A rebel spokesman says they hope he'll be able to tell them where Colonel Gaddafi is hiding. And Typhoon Tala has hit the west of Japan, killing at least 20 people. More than 50 others are missing. Winds of up to 108 kilometres an hour, as well as heavy rain, lashed the main islands of Shikoku and Honshu, flooding rivers and causing landslides. The typhoon is now slowly moving north into the Sea of Japan.